Can you hear me?
Yes, again. Am I talking to Sam or Dad?
Back to the Nutramedical Report. We have Josh Bernstein here. The Josh Bernstein Show is on every Wednesday first hour. Josh, we have lots of things going on. We have General Kelly taking over the White House reins to try to clean out the, not only the swamp outside, but the infighting inside and the different agendas.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I can hear you. I can hear you. So, Josh, go ahead and tell us what you think of what's going on in the White House, what's going on in the economy. I think the middle class is still dying, although the stock market's 19% up. The GDP 2.6%. Apparently, Apple is going to pull the Dow over 22,000. This doesn't mean anything to the middle class and the people in the Rust Belt states that are still choking because they haven't got relief from taxes or high premiums on health care. So go ahead, Josh. I can hear you. I don't think your headphones are working, but we can hear you. Go ahead. I think we may have to call Josh back because somehow he's not connecting. Just connect if necessary by his phone number. All right? We'll call Josh back. Well, the latest issues that are going on right now are kind of incredible. We have, for example, let me just pull up some of the latest news that's happening otherwise. Of course, the Dow is going to hit 22,000. Trump unveils the overhaul on legal immigration, which is going to be quite amazing. So he's starting to change the issues. He's still pushing the Senate to pass a skinny health bill, but they're going to need a number of small bills, which I think they should attach to military spending bills, the budgetary bills, and infrastructure. That'll give immediate and relief to the people that are worried about their health care premiums or whether they're going to have exclusions that will cut them off of their health insurance, or they can get off of state, federally funded Medicaid that lives a job killer. So I think that these mini-Trump health bills will actually solve the problem. The fact that Dow is 22,000 is fine, but it doesn't take give relief to the middle class. The middle class are still suffering tremendously. So I wonder, do we have Josh back? Okay, sounds good. Okay. we have situations, though, in fact, and the dreamers that commit crimes need to be deported. And there is one case there. I'm not going to go into the details of it. Why? But I think that you're going to see Trump be reasonable to just expel those that are criminal aliens. But he's going to send the policy so that what kind of workers we need, we're going to actually bring into the country, whether they're high-tech workers on a work visa, a J-1C visa, or whether J-1B visa, or we're going to have a workers for picking fruit or specific technical or non-technical needs. We also need to retrain our people. Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs said, look, there's 6 million jobs. If you retrain America through apprenticeships, they can take those jobs immediately, and they're usually very high paying. In fact, they pay up to the level of professionals like doctors and dentists, many of these so-called trades, which I think is kind of funny. I remember going through school, and I remember one of my grade 8 colleagues, and he went off from grade 8. He was actually a pretty good student, but he went off to study to work with his father in the plumbing business. By the time he was 30, he was pretty well not only fixed and retired, but He didn't have to really work at things, and again, because he had his business run by other people in his business. So I was still, at the time, actually just starting my medical practice at 27, which is relatively young. And what I think is funny is how our colleges are pushed on people that somehow college is going to make you guaranteed to have higher income. It will, because those people are pushers, and they're going to take those ideas and become and do other things. So if you just get high school alone, but you need to go on and get technical school or an apprenticeship in some kind of trade in order for you to really make it in America. What I see happening also is the Trump approval, of course, the Rasmussen polls is still down, lower than Obama received during his entire presidency, which is kind of shocking. I think it's because, despite all the successes he's had, including he's going to soon have a success in the immigration bill, and the tax bill is going to come out here. You can be guaranteed, at the very least, they're going to massively reduce the tax number of categories and total taxes on the middle class and corporate tax and repatriation of trillions of dollars. Despite all the successes, the powers of being the media and the intel corporations are going crazy. Now, what happened last week after Donald Trump put the fire under our Attorney General Sessions is he actually is now doing things with with another independent counsel that's going to go after Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, etc. And this is going to bring fruit. What will happen is you're going to see Comey and many of these other people, Comey being best friends with Mueller, this is going to stymie. This is the best policy, I said. Rather than trying to fire Mueller, set up another commission that will go at them laterally and start pulling them apart because they have no evidence of a Russian collusion. And this Russia story, I think the Democrats thought they're going to ride it right through to the election. I think if the Republicans pass two or three, we call must-pass budgetary bills or infrastructure bills, which gives health care relief to the population, because they obviously can't, if they get the skinny health care bill, and it's only going to take back a few taxes like the medical devices tax and the penalty tax, those, to be honest with you, are not really a fix to health care at all. They're just like a first step, and it's a baby step at that. What they have to do is stop pretending that they've fixed health care and realize that this is a long process. It's going to take several years of a number of small bills. They're going to fix all the pieces. Do we have Josh back? I heard some sounds.
We do.
Oh, good. We got good audio now. Joshua, why don't you give your analysis of what you see going on? Because we have General Kelly has pushed out the Scaramucci. I think maybe his obscenities and his showboating got him in trouble with Kelly. Then we have, of course, the economy going crazy, although the middle class is still dying. There's a lot of strange things happening. North Korea firing off more missiles, and we did our successful theater air defense. There's a lot of stuff happening in every front. The new penalties against Russia, and Trump signed it, and now Russia kicking out 772, I think it is, diplomats from America. We have a new Cold War then, and in a sense, at the same time, we're supposedly collaborating with them to go after ISIS, which is manufactured by us. ISIS is totally manufactured and supported by us. That's why we call it McCain's army. Bizarre things are happening, aren't they?
Yeah, they definitely are. Scaramucci is the White House's edition of how to lose a guy in 10 days. I thought that was pretty interesting. I thought he was going to last about 6 months, but here he is only 10 days. He was certainly a volatile figure, but I think he learned the hard way that the general is in control and that he has to report directly to the general and not the president of the United States. So I guess there can only be one bold, brash New Yorker at a time at the White House.
Now, what's going to happen, do you think, at the White House? Because I think that there are a lot of leakers in the White House. There's also leakers inside the not-yet-fired and not-rehired Republicans in the administration and the bureaucracy. And my guess is there's probably thousands of these deep implants in the bureaucracy that are anti-Trump.
If you want to know where the leakers are, I think one place to look would be in the Senate more than anything else. I think Jeff Flake is more than likely a leaker. I think Susan Collins, Rob Portman, Lisa Murkowski, John McCain. I think there's 8 to 10 senators that absolutely hate this president so much on the Republican side that they'll do anything to destroy him, and include even taking into the minority status of Congress in order to achieve that goal.
That's very suicidal. It's like having a geopolitical body bomb on and say, I'm going to blow you up in me because I hate you. It's like, how crazy is that?
Well, Jeff Flake just came out with a book in which he calls Trump supporters racists and nativists and xenophobes. And here he is saying that he embraces the globalist moniker. This guy is an SOB. He's somebody that I hope is primaried in 2018. We can find somebody, maybe Kelly Ward. I know John McCain's not up for 6 years, but you know, Kelly Ward or anybody for that matter, I don't care. I would you know, pretty much have almost anybody run against him. He needs to go in the worst way. And now the Democrats, or I should call them the Islamocratic Party, they have now announced that they have another Islamist that is running for the Senate. Her name is Deidre Aboud. She is a convert to Islam, 45 years old. She married a guy named Ali Aboud, who is a CEO of a big company in Arizona. And now she, by the way, is the attorney for the terrorist organization CARE, as well as the outreach director for Muslim American Society of Arizona. She is tied with them. So she is a radical feminist Muslim who is running for the U.S. Senate in Arizona.
I want to make an interesting statement and get your response. I've been doing some research for the last number of months, and I've just come to something that's if you want to call it, a blind spot in the geopolitical news. It turns out the third nuclear power is not Israel, it's Pakistan. And it turns out Pakistan's the first and only state that was actually enshrined by the United Nations as an actual Muslim state carved out of India back in the 1940s. Pakistan, through AQ Khan and our government, actually passed over 20 years plus technology to Pakistan, and Pakistan actually is a primary source of nuclear tech that goes to North Korea. North Korea couldn't do this without material from China and technology from Pakistan. It was only in the last 2 years of the Bush administration they cut off the access to nuclear technology information to Pakistan and North Korea. So it's my feeling that because they're a member of the Commonwealth of Nations, which is 52 nations that are belong to the United Nations, Pakistanis have invaded literally every country on Earth. And in fact, that's why I've called the mayor of London, which is an affiliate of terrorists, I call it Londonistan. By the way, I'm making up a word salad, a vocabulary list over at Clay and Iron, and you can actually go there, and I'm going to set up a number of these words, like Hilda Beast for the Hillary Clinton monster, Scamtastic for things that are scam and fantastic. And the words kind of crystallize in a metaphor exactly what things are going on. You know, like ISIS, you know, terrorists are us. Do you like that one, terrorists are us?
That's pretty good.
Instead of Toys R Us. it's disgusting. It's disgusting. It's right in your face, too. It's like, hey, it's like somebody literally, it's like in the mafia says, you know, someone really takes it when they put, you know, dead fish heads on your front doorstep wrapped in newspaper. That's a warning that they're going to kill you and your family, right, in the mafia. Well, this is almost the same kind of thing. It's like somebody coming to your front doorstep and defecating. They put this stuff right in your face, and they treat you like, because you don't understand it, you're called profane. In fact, this is a Masonic principle. And when you see these Muslims doing it, this is literally a Pakistani Muslim globalist invasion, a hiraj, and we're collaborating with it. It's pretty crazy.
Exactly. We're allowing it to happen, certainly in Western Europe. The globalists in Brussels and all the European capitals, they, for whatever reason, hate themselves. They're committing suicide. They are committing white genocide against themselves because, as they're not having nearly as many children as the Muslims are, they're being outbreeded. And eventually, when you look at so many Muslims, I mean, you've got a mayor of Surrey, you've got the mayor of London, you've got the mayor of Nottingham, you've got all of these people, all of these politicians that are Muslims now. It's insane.
Okay. Yeah, so I think you're right. I think now, why do you think that the West is so hell-bent on reducing its own population, pushing abortion, pushing feminism, pushing transgender, pushing all these things to sterilize their population? Well, the Muslims are having an enormous explosion of population. They're taking over nations with a baby carriage, not with the bomb jihad. They're talking about, you know, maybe this one should be called the jihad of the uterus. Would you like that?
Right. the jihadist of the uterus. Well, that's where they
uterine jihadists. Okay,
that's where they originate from. So, I don't exactly understand why they're doing it. Why are they trying to kill off their own people? It really doesn't make any sense. I mean, is it really just because of multiculturalism, acceptance, and political correctness? Is that really going to trump national security and survival of your own people? I guess. I mean, they're just sick, all of them. These people that want a globalist economy and society, they're sick. They're sick in the head. It makes absolutely no sense. Now,
we covered some of the other spiritual sides of this, but what I would look at is the geopolitical, to fix the economy, to fix the borders. I'm glad that Trump's going to come up with an immigration policy that's going to make it crystal clear he's not a racist. He's going to allow, which is kind of strange for a lot of the, we call conservative Republicans, a lot of people who've been here illegally because they haven't committed a crime. And if they have, even if they're a dreamer, they need to get their butt kicked out. I think what he's doing is actually beyond average humane to actually say, look, a lot of these people have been good citizens or non-citizens that are basically not caused crimes in America. They have their head down. They want to work hard. Let's bring them into the economy. But then let's change the immigration policy. So if you need so many welders, so many high-tech people in Silicon Valley, so many of that, whether it's a J-1 visa or we're going to give them a pathway to citizenship to come here and work, we're not just going to have an open door to immigration. It should be an immigration where industry puts in requests for people.
Right.
And then we say, look, there's so many spots open, then you can compete for those spots. That, to me, is a much more rational immigration policy. And we have to deal with the people that are already here. They're already integrated into the economy, but they're on the outside edge. And that'll solve the problem. And I think we can absorb that to, say, 8 to 10 million people. As long as the dreamers haven't committed a crime, on the top of a judge that says a dreamer accused of brutally raping a woman in Washington State, well, you're going to find cases like that. And that dreamer needs to get kicked out of the country. But by and large, the average hardworking illegal immigrant in America, like in California, actually is going to commit less crime than the average population here. So
Dr. Bill, is we need to lower legal immigration, and that's exactly what the total numbers
should be down. I mean, at the rate of immigration that we have right now, especially what Hillary Clinton was going to do, the Hildebeest is her name, by the way, because she's like a big dragon with a, you know, the Hillary head on her and her fangs. Mm-hmm. That the Hildebeest would have increased it for 550%, even though in private meetings she said she couldn't protect Americans against terrorism. I don't care if it kills your kids or yourself in an airport. I don't care. I want to bring them in anyway. I'm thinking these people just want to maintain power. That's why they bring these people in, because they know if they bring the Muslims in, they want the Muslim vote for Democrats. Now, if the Muslims have two clues, they need to realize if even a tiny fraction of their population are terrorists, eventually people like Trump are going to put them into civil detention camps. So if they say killed 500,000 Chicagoans with a major bomb like a nuclear bomb or a bomb at O'Hare Airport and killed, say, 50,000 people, the next move the government's going to have to make is put people, including indiscriminately putting people into civil detention. That's going to happen. People need to know that, and the Muslims know it. They don't. That's why when 161 imams were fired a week after they agreed with Trump from their mosques in just Houston, we have a situation where rational Muslims realized that ticking off and shoving Sharia law and honor killing and genital mutilation down our throats is going to make us so mad, we're just going to stick them into prison or kick them out. And
well, I don't know. I think that the words rational and Islam don't necessarily...
I agree, but they try to have a... It's part of Taqiyya and Maruna. They want us to believe they're rational when it's all a lie. My ancestors, which are Maronite Hebrew Christians in Lebanon, fully understood this. In the 11th century, my ancestor fought the Muslims, and according to my relatives' records that go back to the 11th century when they stopped the Muslim invasions through the Shuf Mountains, my ancestor was a general who killed personally 232 himself with his own sword. So people need to understand that what's going on is he didn't kill enough.
Well, look, they've been fighting against each other and then against Christians, you know, since the 7th century or maybe even earlier than that.
But I'm a Joshua. I'm a Joshua called Hebrew Christian. I'm not like a modern kind of a mushy Christian. If I shake the hands with someone of a different colored skin, I feel really good about myself. I'm going to follow, like the ancient Hebrews, the rules of the Torah and think, you know, hey, God is a logical God. He's not a God of emotions. He's a God of wisdom, logic, and action. He's not a God of emotions, is he?
Well, I think that overall, you know, if there's more Judeo-Christian values in America, I think we're all going to be better off. What has kept this country free for as long as it has been. And I think, and again, I'm calling them the Islamocrats.
I'm going to have to steal that word. I'm going to have to steal that word and put it in my dictionary.
It's
the Islamocrats.
Islamocrats. Because they have embraced Islam to a degree that is dangerous. They want to take the nation of Europe and recreate it here in America.
Yeah, but they don't believe Islam. They just know it's a useful bunch of violent and highly emotional idiots that want to take over.
They want to use Islam to destroy anyone that's convicted.
Exactly.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. Bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Help support Revolution Radio. Contact RevolutionRadio.org and promote them with donations, and listen to the NutriMedical Report show on Revolution Radio starting this May 2017. Welcome back. So, Josh, where are we now? We have a situation. Oh, I hear a little echo coming back, I guess, of feedback. Yeah, turn down your speaker a bit, and it'll probably not.
Okay.
What's going on? We have a situation where North Korea literally could pop one off and hit any city in the United States. Trump has a successful THAAD thing. That's if they know in advance that the missile's coming. See, North Korea could, by the way, strike us with an EMP weapon, even in their satellites that pass America twice a day over the central United States, over our territory, just a few hundred miles above us. We are really not prepared for major Islamic terrorism. In fact, there's probably, what I've heard, up to 10,000 cells or microcells of Muslim terrorists that are just waiting for the command to go ahead and do something awful inside the United States. We have metadata on all of these people, yet we let them just walk, just like all the people in Europe are let it walk. My guess, Mike Pompeo and the new incoming FBI director, who's already said that he wants to get back doors to get into all kinds of media that's totally encrypted, it means they need to build metadata firewalls from these monsters being able to even tell where to set the bombs up and how to do things in different places. But I don't, and I see them doing it, but they're kind of doing it step by step, which is good. Don't advertise it so the Al-Qaeda knows right. that you're coming. But right. I would like to see some serious arrests right now of all these people that we already know are bad mosque imams. I've heard that 72% of the mosque imams in America are radicalizing first and second generation Muslims. I'd like to see a lot of these mosques closed down and the people deported. I'd like to see also other terrorists like MS-13. I think they're grabbing them all. But all these gang members, whether it's from MS-13 or Mexico or whatever. And I would like to see Trump say, you know what, Mexican president, you're not cleaning up your drug cartels. I'm sending in Delta Force and our special weapons divisions in to clean out these cartels at the site. Now, they're even getting so bad, they're actually invading now some of the rich resorts where the cartels are actually grabbing Americans and foreigners. And they're caught in the crossfire of gunfights that are now going on down these beach resorts in Mexico. So it's also killing their tourism, because if you're rational, why would you go to a Mexican tourist place where you can get shot by a drug cartel having a shootout? Mm-hmm. So I think Trump's moving, but he's not moving fast enough for me. I mean, he's the first
one.
He can't
move quicker because of the Republicans in the Senate and the House. You know, I mean, Paul Ryan just came out and said that he, quote, supports the border wall. Do you honestly take him at his word that he supports the border wall? No, not at all. He doesn't. And Mitch McConnell doesn't support it. So now you have two leaders, the Senate and the House, that do not support building the wall.
So tell me why they don't want to build a wall. What's the
because
rationale?
They want cheap labor, because they're globalists, because they believe in an open free society where people and goods and services and trade and immigration and people and workers can flow in and out of the country without being checked or without being stopped. They don't care about terror. Do you think these people care whether, you know, a couple of hundred thousand Americans get killed in a big city? They could care less. It's business to them. That's the sick part. President yeah. Trump actually does care.
Right. And in fact, even when Mitch McConnell is trying to say that he's going to pass this radioactive health bill, this doesn't fix Obamacare at all. It's like Rand Paul's the only one that's being rational about this by saying, you know, this is not a solution. Repeal the whole damn thing and walk in over 3 years, but put some emergency bills, and I call them, you know, must-pass, like, you know, budget bills or military bills or infrastructure, attached bills so that you can fix the competition across straight lines, malpractice, and the cost of premiums, so you give the public immediate relief. What I see happening is they're playing around the edges of the problem, and they're not dealing with it at all, and they're trying to pretend somehow it's a solution, and it's not. It's just disgusting, isn't it?
It is, and I have no faith in the Senate Republicans or the House Republicans. You know what I think is going to come out of this first half of the term for President Trump? You're going to get $1 trillion infrastructure deal, and you're going to get a debt ceiling raise. Yay, congratulations, guys. In 2 years, that's what you accomplished. Bull crap, nothing. This is ridiculous. They want to be in the minority. Could you imagine, just think for 1 second, imagine if the Republicans, okay, not the Democrats, the Republicans get up there on the stage clapping, cheering each other, high-fiving each other because they just spent $1 trillion that America doesn't have on infrastructure projects. Whether we need them or not, it doesn't matter. These are Democrat Party toys. These are Democrat Party, you know, wish list types of things. And we're going to be stupid enough, dumb enough, and politically retarded enough to go out there and spend $1 trillion of money that we don't have, that future generations will somehow not even be able to pay for. And then somehow we're going to be excited
the
about that.
Nutrisilver silver is a must for every family's medicine cabinet. 100% safe for children and adults. It protects and promotes health by completely removing stealth and major pathogens. Silver must be in its ionic state to activate and kill singlet oxygen, killing capacity for viruses, bacteria, and pathogens. It has a maximum punch because it is delivered in a liposomal enzymatic envelope and is hydrogenated. It's so safe that you can put drops in your eyes, inhale in your sinuses or lungs. NutriSilver orally will clear pathogens from your GI tract, viruses, bacteria, and pathogens. It's thousands of times stronger than any nanoparticle or colloidal silver anywhere else. And every silver atom is activated to kill pathogens and stimulate stem cells. Our customers tell us that if they wake up with a sore throat, take a few sprays of NutriSilver in a few minutes, they are already feeling better. NutriSilver is truly amazing. Try it and you'll see the results for yourself. Dosages are small because of Nutramedical's advanced technology, topical or internal applications. Order at NutriSilver today with free shipping at Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Are you tired of running to your doctor for medical tests like iron levels and bone density? How would you like to have the access to your own diagnostics? This simple interpretive test can give you results in just a few minutes right in your own computer. Find out if you have high cholesterol, viscous blood, abnormal blood sugar, developing eye problems, dropping hormone levels, and normal organ function. Dr. Bill's QRMA uses the magnetic fields of your body and harmonic frequencies to predict functional abnormalities and deficiencies. The QRMA, or quantitative resonant magnetic test, is quick, non-invasive, and simple to use. Colorful display reads off mild, moderate, or severe deviations of normal standards. Why is Dr. Bill's QRMA so predictively accurate? It compares it to a massive database, and you can send the results for Dr. Bill to do an interpretation, as all analyses for you and your family are totally included in the cost of the machine. You can purchase the QRMA now at an amazing sale price with payments spread over 6 months. The QRMA is quick and safe. Go to NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. NutriMedical's Vitamineral Mix. Finally, a high-quality bioactivated multivitamin and mineral drink that tastes fruity, delicious for the whole family. NutriMedical's Vitamineral Mix will deliver activated nutrients to your cells, jumping genetic toxic blockades to fully activation. Powered not by in any other multivitamin mineral supplement, every metabolically converted vitamin and bioalbion chelated mineral jumps across the cell membranes to full activation. Energy, detoxification, regeneration, and hormones at peak performance will be yours and your children's. Stimulate your maximum potential and live to the full for your whole family with Vitamineral Mix. That's VitaminerAlMix. At NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. Vitamineral Mix for maximum activation of the best vitamin.
Or are we dancer? My sign is vital.
So, Josh, it's not a matter that there isn't solutions. You and I can just sit here on the radio, and we come up with logical analysis of the situation solutions right away. It's a matter that the powers that be want to pretend to us and kind of browbeat us to think there aren't solutions which are logical and straightforward and common sense and are going to preserve the health of Americans and our economy, but also start to restrain crazy religions like Islam from spreading like cancer all over the world, from Pakistan and from other Islamic nations. And we actually support ISIS because the globalists want to homogenize the population of Europe. They want to destroy the sovereignty of nations, and they want to have a global control grid where they replace the current fractional reserve currency with electronic divots in their supercomputers. Now, a lot of people think this is a conspiracy theory, but the fact is, when it's a conspiracy and a theory, it means it has enough evidence in a court of law you could get indictments. What I see happening is a lot of so-called average American, average citizens, when they hear things like this from us, either their brain turns off or they want to spit on us. Well, I'm not, I'm going to call spittle-proof skin. I don't care what people think. We're going to keep shoving the facts in their face until finally it gets so obvious they have to do something. Now, Trump's trying to do something, and I think my guess is he's going to pivot, and he'll support congressmen and senators that support his agenda, and the ones that don't, and this is very typical, a lot of these people that didn't support him during the last election, when they were up for their office, they get knocked off. And it's my guess is you're going to see an increase in the number of Trump-supporting congressmen and senators after the midterm elections next year, and it may be the second half of his first term in office where he can actually accomplish things, because this one, the Senate and the House, including Republicans, are doing everything they can to screw him up. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but that's taking into account that the American people are intelligent enough, the people that supported Trump are intelligent enough to blame it on Congress and not on the president. It's not the president that is the issue. It's not the president that's dysfunctional. It's not the president that's keeping the agenda from happening. It is the Republican leadership. It is the Senate and the House. So the question then remains is, well, do you go after these incumbents that are fighting against the agenda and vote for somebody else to primary them? And do you have a situation that then you find in, like, I think it was 2010 or so, when only Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio won, and they, you know, only one of those turned out to be a good conservative, and there was a bunch of others that, you know, they took out the long-term senator, and the challenger lost to the Democrat. So there is a danger, obviously, in that. That's why I would love for them to pass term limits. So you don't even have these issues. You don't have to worry.
Yeah, they're not going to pass that. That's like they're taking away the gravy train. They're not going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, they would never limit their own job.
No, I
agree. We would have to force them to do it. And the thing is that these politicians, if they were smart, they could win elections with 70% to 75%, because if you look at the polling throughout history, never mind just now and recent, but in the past, you know, term limits is over 70%, 70, 75, sometimes 80% of all Americans, regardless of political stripes, they all want term limits. They want to limit the time these criminals are allowed to, quote, serve them.
Right. This summer, I see a couple of dangers. First, and these are the dangers that are real, and the media is not talking about it much. There's about $15 trillion in commercial debt of real estate that now the people are not going to shopping centers. In fact, they're talking about this in the media, that the Mall of the Americas, the largest mall in the world, may actually go bankrupt.
Right.
We're seeing right now a situation where the debt is double what it was before the mortgage-backed security crash. In this one, they've leveraged the debt so much they've sold, futures on this debt to try to pretend it's actually good. This is good real estate. No, it's not. It's empty real estate. It's not coming back. The internet now, and this, you can see this with the push by Authorize.net and other companies that made us, for example, have to switch our websites up. Now, I was perfectly happy with our websites, although they're old, and I designed them 12 years ago. They're the highest tech you can get. They're very expensive to design and build. But because they weren't going to mesh with Authorize.net, and they weren't web-friendly, and they wanted us to force us to make sure that we were putting our data and all our information on it, and it ties directly. You have, for example, Google that owns YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are partners, and they're all tied to the NSA. The globalists want to force us into this digital box. They want to make sure everybody's on their damn cell phone and iPad. They force us in e-commerce to do things that cost us a lot of money. And then at the same time, they basically do restrictions. When we were, for example, And I'm not going to mention what the product was, but we had a product that they didn't like. The first company we tried to switch to a different thing with a better authorization percentage, and they wouldn't accept us. This is a couple of years ago because we had this particular product. What I see happening is the public are missing it, that there's not very likely going to be some economic chaos here between now and midterm elections in 2020. And it's all by design. This is not, you know, by chance that this is happening. Mm-hmm. The policies in Europe, for example, are making certain
that
the countries under under austerity fashion. The same was here. The Republicans should know that if we don't solve these economic and healthcare issues, the economy is going to crash in America in the next few years. I mean, it's going to crash during Trump. And just tweaking around the edges of it, it's like these guys want to keep their jobs, even if they're in a minority. It's disgusting.
Yeah,
it's weird.
That's exactly
they're so self-centered that it's unbelievable, isn't it?
It totally is, and that's what I've been saying on your show for the past couple of weeks. They don't want to lead. They don't want to govern. They just want the lobbyist money. They want the power. They want the control. They want the, you know, the Washington elite parties and all the other things, but they don't want the responsibility of having to govern. It's clear to see that they don't, and because they don't, they're going to get their reward, which is going to be in the minority, and I guess they'll be happier like that, and America will be worse off.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it?
It is. It's amazing. And, you know, the only thing you can think of is term limits. I mean, the term limits is the most important thing, I would say. Forget Obamacare, even the wall, anything. Term limits is the most important thing because it's the only thing that's going to control in the future liberty and prosperity and freedom and retain it for future generations. And even so, I mean, there's a lot of damage you can do in 6 years, too. Let's not forget that. But that's what needs to be done. I mean, I would suggest 2 6-year terms maximum, and I would say 4 2-year terms maximum for the House, and that's it. I don't care how good you are, how great you're doing.
Let me give you a lateral solution to that, because you're not going to be approaching. It's a lot of things you can't approach directly because it's not going to happen. They'll block it. The first thing we need to do is that Trump needs to get rid of the Dodd-Frank bill, move to Glass-Steagall and back the dollar with gold. Get off the Fed. When he does that, we have to have a balanced budget amendment where we can't spend money we don't have. In other words, we don't borrow money unless we actually have it in our banks. Now, because we can print our own money and back it with gold, we can expand the money supply. But the problem is that the reason what these politicians are doing every year, they always spend more than they actually need to spend because it's part of their game with the lobbyists. They always get a percentage like the mafia. So the first attack is you've got to stop the expansion of the money supply and the ability of lobbyists. So you need to get several things done. Number one, you need to repatriate the dollar back to America. And number two, you need to stop the ability of lobbyists to be able to lobby these politicians. Some of these politicians, they earn more than the highest level female prostitutes in the world. Every day trying to manning phones to get money and lobbying to get money to stay in power. They're not doing their job. They're actually lobbying to get money. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard. You know, how many hours a week do you have to spend manning these phones to get money from your constituents and lobbyists?
Yeah, and then they work 126 days a year and they think that they're doing something for the American people. It's just the whole thing. And then what, they didn't pass a budget for 4,000 days or whatever it was a couple of years ago? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
But
if you stop the lobbying and you repatriate the dollar, those two things will choke it off, and those senators that are there for year after year, they won't even want to stay there. The term limit thing will then come when you get senators there that say, hey, it's obvious nobody wants to have this job more than 6 years or 2 years. And we then can pass the Cincinnatus Law, which is, you know, the old rule in ancient Rome where Cincinnatus went back after he did a really good job in the Roman Senate, and he said, hey, I only want 2 years. And everybody wanted him to stay. He said, no, I'm going back to my farm. So what I see happening is you have to attack it laterally, because these criminals, these greedy people, these self-serving maniacs, they're not going to change the rules, and you're not going to get them to agree to change it because they're the rule makers. That's what's really bad. It's like the justices. Unless we appoint justices that believe in the law as a non-living document to keep on changing it and ruling and legislating from the bench, like putting in justices like Scalia. And, you know, already we're going to have Justice Ginsburg, who's, she's a very evil person. Male or female, she's very evil because she believes the justices can override the president or even the legislative house to actually change the law and the interpretation of law from the Supreme Court. That's disgusting and it's not meant in the Constitution.
Right, exactly. You know what they ought to do, and you were onto something there. They ought to make it to where a senator or a congress member can only make their salary, nothing else. There's no bonus on top of that. There's no car allowance. There's no credit cards. There's no lobbyist money. There's no kickbacks. All of it would be illegal.
That would stop all this term limit stuff. Then you have to attack it moderately. Because as soon as there's no gravy train, why would you stay there? They can go back into private business and make more money. Right.
If they can only make $168,000 a year or whatever the heck it is, then they're going to say, you know what, I can go work for this company and make $1 million. Why am I going to be a senator for 30 years at $168,000? And you're right, it'll self-impose term limits on
them. Look at Maxine Waters. This woman lives in a $4.6 million home. She is doing all kinds of crazy, corrupt things. And you see her face, she's always got this enraged look on her face, and her jaw moves like one of Muppet Jaws. I'm thinking, woman, you're crazy. We need to impeach Maxine Waters, but it's not just her.
Mad Max.
Exactly. We have all the Mad Max, that's good. We have crazy people in the Republican Party and Democratic Party, and they're not just at the federal level, they're state level. And that's why, for example, my idea with health care would be a value-added tax should go to the county and should have citizens and health providers the only ones, not pseudo-politicians. And if they're on a committee, maximum 2 years and you're off. You can't stay on the damn thing and become a pseudo-politician.
Right.
We have to stop all this foolishness because we can't afford it. If they, for example, don't kill Obamacare, it will kill the economy in 13 years. Now, people think, well, 13 years is a long time. No, it isn't. Between now and 2030, which is 13 years from now, the U.S. economy will not be able to afford health care and have infrastructure, military, or anything else. Because they're in, when they say, well, the government doesn't have the right to pay for health care, well, yeah, you do, actually, because you had the Veterans Health Law in the early 20th century. You got the EMTALA laws in 1987. I remember because they basically said, if you arrive here from anywhere in the world, we're going to take care of your carcass and we're going to shove you in a hospital bed and do a surgery on you and do rehab because you just arrived here. It's inhuman to kill people that have accidents or emergencies or medical disaster. But because we don't manage the profit of it, we don't think of the two-legged debts walking around, whether they're citizens or non-citizens, in America. And because we don't manage the system, it's going to blow up in our face. You can't do this. You can't run a country like this. I mean, any business that was run like America, it would be bankrupt the first week it was in operation.
Exactly. And that's why President Trump is trying to run America as if it was a successful business.
Right.
And, you know, who knows better than how to run successful businesses than the President of the United States?
Especially when he pulled it out of full bankruptcy. I mean, you got to understand, lots of people, their relatives are given money to go, like a son or daughter, to go run a big business and expand it. But Trump came back from full bankruptcy, and I think he did it more than once. And he did it because he's a scruffer, you know, he's a fighter. He's going to pivot and figure out how to solve problems. And right now, America is teetering. And not only America, every nation on earth is teetering on collapse. And that includes China, Russia, Central America, South America. Look at Venezuela. They're ready for Maduro. He's already got jailing two of his opposition members. He's armed the people that support him, and he's shooting citizens while they're supposedly having an election that's going to give him powers to become basically a dictator.
Yeah, it's already happened. As a matter of fact, the Maduro Electoral Authority, which, again, are all Maduro loyalists, have said that 8 million Venezuelans voted for him to stay in power. That's 41.3% of the entire population of the country of Venezuela. Well, most international election observers and opposition leaders have seen that the numbers are closer to 18%. Between 2.5 and 3.5 million people voted. So there's all kinds of fraud going on. The United States, Canada, I can't even think how many other countries, Spain, a bunch of countries have already said that this is a delegitimized government. They're not going to recognize the vote. This was a complete power grab. Maduro has now said publicly in many speeches, there are jail cells waiting for all of the people that we are going to arrest that were opposing us. It is a full-blown dictatorship in Venezuela.
Yeah, but you know, having a nation, and this is something that I don't think the Americans realize, do you know that during Maduro's run and the run before him by these socialists, that they have had bases for both communist Chinese and Russians on Venezuelan territory? Naval bases, military bases, military operations with whole divisions of troops on Venezuelan territory. What we have to realize is they're within strike distance of the United States. They're just on the other side of the Gulf of Mexico. So what we should realize is, it's to me, it's time for Trump to think about a surgical force to go in there and decapitate that government. That needs to happen.
Yeah,
and they need to have real elections there where they have a real democracy, and then get the economy back on track. They get 7 trillion barrels of oil. If they actually distributed the wealth by just having normal commerce from a normal country, the regular people would have food on their table and they'd have a safe place to live in. But this is a good example. When you take away the guns from the citizenry, it gets more dangerous, not more safe.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely true. All you have to do is look at history. And you can see that every single country around the world that took guns away from their people, the governments have slaughtered millions of their own people. From Mao Zedong in China to Pol Pot in Cambodia to Adolf Hitler in Germany to the Japanese emperors way back when.
How many months or weeks was it after they seized the guns in Germany that they had Kristallnacht? You probably know about that, right?
It was very soon. I mean, it was the 1938 Nazis Weapons Act.
Right, and when that act happened, I have friends that were over there, and they tell me it was in months when, after the Nazis seized all the guns, that they had Kristallnacht, and they ended up starting to invade homes and grab Jews, etc.
Ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back, and AMAC, AMAC.us. Talk about AMAC and why it's so important. Just like Gun Owners of America, this is the, we will call Health Owners of America. Let's say if you want to take care of your health and you're conservative and you want to protect yourself from crazy health policies, you know, AMAC is your company, and they will also supply you with not only alternatives to AARP, which is a crazy company, and also all of the crazy policies that they supported. AARP, which is, you know, they're in support of the Obamacare program, weren't they?
Absolutely. They gave $2.8 billion for the passage of Obamacare, and then they turned around and exempt their members from it. I'm the proud national spokesman for an amazing group, AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC.us is the website. And, you know, look, back in 2008, we endorsed Senator John McCain when he was running for president. We wrote a flattering, glowing article about him at the time, and now we have seen all of the promises of them saying that they will repeal Obamacare. They haven't done it. John McCain being the catalyst vote that sunk the entire legislation, at least the skinny repeal. And so we are now upset about that, as many Americans are, and we're going to do something about it. You know, we don't wish John McCain ill harm. We hope that he recovers fully from his brain cancer. But we certainly want to make sure that people understand that the Republicans have a responsibility to govern, and the Republicans have a responsibility to get rid of Obamacare as it was their campaign promises. So check us out at AMAC.us. We're doing lots of great things over there. We're trying to get a passage of health care that is limited government, that is more freedom, more prosperity, and more control for seniors and their health care choices and decisions. AMAC.us, or you can call toll-free 888-262-2006. Again, 888-262-2006. Tell them that you heard Josh Bernstein, their national spokesman, on the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, and we'll even give you a free membership. That's right, folks, absolutely free membership, no strings attached. You don't have to purchase anything. Even if you have AARP and you just want to try something different, check us out at AMAC.us.
Now, the other thing that's important is we provide a crystal clear answer for the solutions, whether it's healthcare, geopolitics, and other issues. We need to have people support what we're doing here and also support AMAC and these organizations. When you support NutriMedical, when you support our show, when you support the Josh Bernstein show, by going to AMAC, you continue to get the message out, not just to Americans, but we Americans, because we have enough freedom of speech now compared to Europeans and elsewhere. That's why we have audience all over the planet. They can't originate shows like this in Europe or in Canada or in other countries where they have tyranny. They can't. It's just not possible. And, you know, if we continue to fight for the right to have freedom of speech and fight for the right to continue to have rights to health care that's rational and cost, but we're in the driver's seat. Not a government that forces vaccines on us or our children or treats us like we're not really the parents of the child that the state is. This is what's going on. So support AMAC.us and support us here at NutriMedical.com. We want to get Josh on to do some videos also over our live stream channel. We'll be back in a moment with hour number two, our Health and Wellness Hour. In hour three, Jonathan Gray is back from New Zealand, and I'm sure he'll have some interesting comments of all the changes going on and the advance of North Korea and China and the march toward cataclysm. The first cataclysm is take care of your health. Don't let your health go down the toilet. Use NutriMeds to get our use of our new websites. You can always contact me free anytime at NutriMedical at drbilldeagle.com. Thank you for listening. We'll be back in a moment with hour two. And hour three, Jonathan Gray coming up this week. Firing line on Friday. Get your questions in. They're always answered on air.
discussed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.